This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout goes out always to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, to start out hour number four, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, and I've got 39 people today outside the window. We've added a couple more because we got the president coming to town today, so there's a couple more people outside the window. So, are you ready to say?
Nice.
Yep. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we do today, ladies and gentlemen, have the president coming to Tampa. He's going to be in the north end parking lot of the Raymond James Stadium, not inside the stadium, but the north end of the stadium. I went by there yesterday. They were putting the stage up. They're getting the bleachers up and all that sort of stuff. And they're expecting quite a crowd, 20, 25, 30, maybe 35,000 people. And they can certainly get them all there. It's an outdoor event. So the only requirement is everybody's got to wear a mask.
Yeah, and it's going to be a good time will be had by all, as is the case at every single Trump rally, man. They are. I love those events. You don't get tired of them.
No.
And haven't seen this much joy with a president since Reagan, and in fact, the crowds are even bigger than then.
And the doors open at 10:30. I forgot to mention that, and the event itself starts at 1:30. So the doors will open at 10:30, and then the event starts at 1:30. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that just good time will be had. And the only rallies that I remember that can compete with that, with the Trump rallies of today, were those big youth rallies Reagan used to have.
Yep.
It would be on average about 10,000-15,000 of us youth. And, man, it was those were fantastic.
Or a Billy Graham revival in a baseball park.
Yeah.
He would pack the baseball park. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love Billy Graham. Miss him. Yep.
All right, well, let's talk about the DOJ and the Hunter Biden story. Again, this time, Justice Clarence Thomas said that he supports changes to the Section 230 in the letter to Congress, as the Twitter and the Facebook and the Google CEO sat there and got grilled yesterday by a Senate committee. Now, the Hunter Biden story, the fact that it's being kept under wraps and not being allowed to be put out there on those websites.
Yeah, the media in this country are dirty, you know what, and some, I don't know how they can be taken to task, but how about being replaced? Captain, as internet companies become bigger and more powerful, at least in their own minds, and more central to American political discourse and news distribution, especially among the citizenry, accusations of bias, antitrust worries, and more have led lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to reconsider the merits of protections for these companies.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you a question before you roll on there. First of all, many of these, well, actually, all three of these organizations, you can have an anonymous name. You can be XYZ4422 and post stuff. Do you think you should be able? I'm sorry. Do you think you should? They should start having your actual identity, your real name out there. What do you think?
No, I think, you know, it's just a communication amongst people, amongst private citizens. And if you want to use another name or whatever, it's not like you're voting or trying to get a driver's license or anything like that. You're just communicating and sharing ideas and stories and things like that on whether it's Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to just shut you down because, oh, wait a minute, you happen to like President Trump, I think it's wrong. I mean, if they're publishers, why don't they go ahead and just say we're publishers and we will say what is allowed? And why don't they be honest with us and then we can govern ourselves accordingly? But no, they present themselves as a platform for people to communicate. And when we do, if it doesn't fit in their socialist pig genre or mindset, then they want a shadow ban, even all the way up to the president. It's not right, in my opinion.
Well, you won't get any argument out of me about that. And the other thing is the DOJ yesterday indicted 8 alleged operatives in a Chinese intimidation scheme inside the United States. Now, this is interesting because these were Chinese agents that were intimidating some of the folks that were here from China.
Yeah, among the defendants, I hate to have to try to pronounce some of these Chinese names, but Zhu Yan and Jin.
I just call them Smith and Jones.
Yeah, and a bunch of others, and I'll just go. Officials say that they, as you just said. Paul, you want to finish? I'll finish on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we will, and hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We're going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. We shall return with more and Ron Edwards, too, from the Edwards Notebook.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And before we get back to Ron Edwards and play the Edwards Notebook, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Nissan is the home of the all-new 2021 Rogue. Now, therein, and I'll tell you what, I saw one the other day, I was in one the other day, they've made some really incredible upgrades to that fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue is really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them in the past from Moss Nissan. And I know that you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Moss Care, of course, is included in each vehicle purchase, a tremendous added value packed deal that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. And there's over 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. Remember, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the all-new Nissan and Acura at Florida Avenue in Tampa. Visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent ya.
Biblical Scripture's unifying theme is God's unchanging covenant with His people. When Israel stayed true to God's will, He blessed the nation with prosperity. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When the people disobeyed God, they faced some stiff consequences. In the biblical book of Nehemiah, after Ezra read the law, the people confessed their sin and boldly reaffirmed their loyalty to God's covenant. On March 4, 1933, in his first inaugural address and at the beginning of the Great Depression, President Franklin D. Roosevelt spoke a bold word of encouragement to the American people. Quote, "Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We face arduous days that lie before us in the warm courage of national unity, with the clear consciousness of seeking old and precious moral values. Beseeching God's blessing, Roosevelt added, "May he protect each and every one of us. May he guide me in the days to come. As we the people face the swamp dweller assault against our republic, we have no choice but to seek God's forgiveness for allowing such madness and resolve to defeat the enemies from within via providential guidance. And America will be great again, I promise." I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed you are. And back to Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. And we were talking about all the wonderful things going on in this great country. Not to forget about the fact that they're trying to tear up Philadelphia and tear up D.C. And let's see, they went into Brooklyn the other night. Now, there's 53 police officers that were injured in D.C. in the last couple of days with 172 arrests.
You know what's really agonizing?
Oh, wait a minute. Philadelphia, sorry. There's 30 in D.C., by the way.
Yeah. What's agonizing is in both cities, especially whether it's Philadelphia or our nation's capital, even though a lot of people were arrested, there were hours and hours in which the police were told basically to stand down while the people raided stores. And in Philadelphia, guess what? Most of those stores that they were raiding and tearing up, robbing, and whatever, were mostly minority or black-owned stores.
Except for the Walmart.
They were going after their own, supposedly. Now, here's supposedly, because one man was shot who, you know, police did what they were supposed to do. They did their job. You come at police officers wielding a knife, and you're within 21 feet, you're going to receive what comes to you. And for these people to be allowed to go to Nutsville and tear up all this property is just a criminal in unto itself. These mayors need to be charged with something. D.C., there this past weekend, and to see all these beautiful, beautiful, magnificent buildings boarded up on the ground floor because they're afraid for their property, because the mayor's not going to do anything. She's in support of all this crap.
Well,
Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C.
Now some of these businesses are going to board up until after the election because they don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, they're threats. Oh, yeah, there were threats when we were there in D.C. Oh, yeah, if President Trump is reelected, we're going to burn the place down. There were those threats there. We were on the streets, and, there people were talking that crap. But, my friend, it's got to be a big change coming, and I think it will be with the reelection of Donald Trump. But this is crazy. Our nation's capital, we're supposed to be the most powerful nation on earth, and to have our capital before the world torn up like this is just it's more than embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, we had 53 police officers hurt in Philadelphia so far. 172 arrests, 30 police officers hurt in Washington, D.C. By the way, a person got killed last night in D.C., and it was because of something stupid. They were on a motor scooter, and they went up an alleyway, and they got run over by a car.
Well, that happens. You know, you run into a car, and you're on a little motor scooter. It's going to happen.
Well, let's talk about... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to mention, but another historic city, Philadelphia, same kind of feeling. You know, I'm sorry, Captain. It's very upsetting to me that our historic cities like that are allowed by these Democrat mayors to be torn up in such a manner.
Yeah. Now, Karl Rove has said that President Trump's pathway depends on Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. And, of course, Barack Obama. And now think about this for a minute. If Joe Biden was leading by all these great numbers, okay, and he was just coasting to a victory, because yesterday there was a poll that came out in Wisconsin that said that Biden was up by 17, which is absolutely not even close to reality. If Joe Biden was leading by all these different amounts, double digits here and there, he would never have Barack Obama on the trail with him. But now, for the next few days, the 5 days or whatever that's left, Barack Obama is going to be out there with him, which means he's in trouble.
Yeah, because Barack Ali Obama is the most popular Democrat there is. And so he's being drug out to not so much by Biden, I think Biden's handlers. are doing all of this. And they're continuing to put, you know, they wind Biden up, you know, to pop out for a few minutes before he goes back into the basement. But, yeah. So they have Ali Obama brought out to campaign for the guy to try to drum up more support. You know, and I know, and between you, me, and the fence post and everyone else, we know that this race is a lot tighter, even in places like Wisconsin, than anybody's 17%. That's crazy.
Well, I
can't even say that.
I got news for you. I've been doing, you know, I've been following a guy who's been doing push polls, and he's been doing some push polls in Minnesota. And six of the six of the congressional races that are there are held by Democrats. And in four of the six, we have Republicans that are suddenly in the lead by anywhere from 3 to 4 points.
And I believe that. I met some good people from places like Wisconsin and Minnesota and elsewhere over this past weekend.
Minnesota.
And they're telling me that, you know, there are Trump signs all over, and there's a new enthusiasm for Trump on the Trump side. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
Let me see who's on the line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, Captain, this is Backgammon Bob.
What's up?
I just wanted to ask Chris what he thought of the idea that they should have some kind of a quick reaction force from the federal government.
You mean Ron?
This is what he
big riots in these cities, and that once they get there, they need to start just taking them off the street and hauling them to a separate place where they can detain them so they can't just go jump back into the riot. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, and he meant Ron, but that's okay. He was saying he had Chris in his mind. I guess he wanted to ask money.
Yeah. Now, what did he say he thought people should be arrested?
The people that they arrest, and then they put they take them, they arraign them, this, that, and the other, and then because there's no bail hearings and this, that, and the other, they just turn them loose and send them right back out on the street, and they do it all over again.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah, because that's what they want them to do. Because if they didn't want them to do it, when they arrest them, they would keep them in prison, and they would be charged with something. He's absolutely right. It's a criminal revolving door. Come in and go right back out.
Let you go, and I will talk to you on Tuesday, and we'll play your Edwards Notebook on Saturday. So have yourself a great day.
And you're going to be on my show Sunday.
That's right. That's right. Sunday, WCETFM at 2 o'clock. All right, my friend.
Take care.
See you then. All right. Yep. And there you go. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Amanda Mackey, Republican attorney. She's going to give us an idea of what's going on in the area that we live in. Don't go nowhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Good morning, friends. Here's how we start the day. U.S. fighter jets intercepted and escorted a plane flying in restricted airspace near President Trump's rally in Bullhead City on Wednesday. The jets briefly distracted the president and the crowd.
That plane's about 4 days old, and we have all brand new equipment, F-35s, everything.
The aircraft was escorted out of the restricted airspace by NORAD aircraft without further incident. The U.S. Supreme Court declined on Wednesday to take up a challenge to North Carolina's decision to allow absentee ballots to be received and counted up to 9 days after the November 3rd election. Democrat Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf urges voters to get going.
still have your mail-in ballot, fill it out now. And don't wait. Hand deliver your vote ballot at a secure drop box or at the County Board of Elections.
Voters must postmark their ballots by Election Day. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
You sure are, and I'll tell you what, there's gold waiting in that there windshield that you got, because if you give it an inspection today and if it's chipped or cracked, you could get $100 put right in your hand when you get your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, I know that for a fact because they did it for me when I had to get my windshield replaced. They'll handle your windshield needs, so give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, truck, or van that you're driving, and Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and even Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, put in a premium quality windshield, and give you $100 back when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right. Joining us right now, our friend and Republican attorney, who's going to be very busy in about 5 days, Amanda Mackey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So Florida is getting ready for God knows what. Right now, if I was a betting man, I would say Donald Trump is going to win Florida by 3, 4, or 5 points based on everything I see, everything I hear, an average of the polls, and my travels around, and the eyes and ears I've got that see these rallies where Biden can't get 30, 40 people at the most. Kamala Harris, the same thing. And even when Barack Obama comes down here, 70 people at a bowling alley.
Look, President Trump has momentum. That is a fact. And Joe Biden does not. Joe Biden does not have momentum behind him. And that is why you do not see people at his rallies. And just think about this. Since August, Joe Biden has done 26 campaign stops, 26 campaign events. Since October 13th, President Trump has done 23. So just look at the, you know, the workhorse that we have in President Trump. And I really think that people, the people give the president energy. They give him the drive.
Sure.
He thrives. at these events. And I think he's done an incredible job. He is crisscrossing the country. I cannot believe the energy the Energizer Bunny has. And that's just a testament to who this president is. And that's why he's going to get reelected. He's a man of the people. He's one with the people. Joe Biden is hiding from people.
Yeah. And Kamala Harris, who, by the way, called herself Kamala yesterday. She is it Kamala or is it Kamala? Well, she said, hi, where am I? Oh, I'm in Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland. It's Kamala. You know, and I'm, gee whiz.
Yeah. They are just not people who I really view this as people who are not really enjoying the campaign. That's why they're not really doing the event.
Right.
And like I said, I think President Trump does his best when he is outside of Washington. He is on the road. He is on the stump, and he is with the people. He does an incredible job. And, you know, I know Tampa, we are excited to have him here today.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, you're going to see these crowds, you know, thousands of people. And I know it is upset the Biden camp that he is going to be having this event just outside of the Buck Stadium, which is also coincidentally a polling location.
Right.
So guess what? You get to come see the president. You get to get enthused, energized, and then you get to walk right into the polling place and vote for President Trump.
Yeah, and the polling place, by the way, is like around the corner from where we're going to have the rally. Let's get that straight, because you can't be within, what, 100 feet?
150 feet, right.
All right. So we're way, way around the corner. We're probably, gosh, I don't know, 500-600 feet anyway.
Yeah, we're not running afoul of that, but
Kamala did last week. I saw her in the middle of the street from the sidewalk where the polling place was, and she was within that 150 feet.
Right. Right. Well, mm-hmm. this is again what they do. You know, we and that's why people like myself, attorneys, are going to be boots on the ground on Tuesday. To, you know, being at the polling places at 6 a.m., a full hour before the polls open, we're going to make sure that we're there and we're set up and we monitor. We can have poll watchers. You're allowed to have a poll watcher in every room where they're voting. And you get to, you know, call out the people there if they are doing anything like electioneering, which they're not supposed to do within 150 feet of a polling location. So. Oh. In 2016, what we did, I was in, throughout the Tampa Bay area, uh-huh. going to Democrat strongholds and ensuring that, if we counted votes at 9 a.m., they are required to show us how many votes have been cast, at any given point in time. And really all it is, you know, you point to a number on a machine. And so uh-huh. if at 9 a.m. there were 1,000 votes cast, let's just say hypothetically, uh-huh. and at noon there were 2,000 votes cast, I better not see at 6 p.m. that 75,000 votes somehow miraculously came into this Democrat stronghold polling location, because I'm going to guess that there was something not right about that, and that was something that had to do with ballots coming in that weren't coming in at the pace that they should be, like 1,000 votes or however many were coming in the morning, and it could be voter fraud. So we're going to have boots on the ground, and I think that, the RNC has done an incredible job, you know, making sure that we have the volunteers that we need, the ground game that we need. But, you know, the ground game doesn't start on Tuesday. It starts before.
Uh-huh.
And what we have done, kudos to the Republican Party here in the state, in 2016, there were 327,000 more Democrats registered. Now there's only 134. So we've really narrowed that gap
uh-huh.
that we had back from 2016. And what I will tell you, if you want to know what's happening, you mentioned, you know, by 3 points or, you know, however many points you think that Florida might go by, I will tell you two things. One, Florida has never been a landslide state. So
right.
we ride right in the middle. We'll be, you know, I think we'll be a close number. But two, look at Pinellas County. As you know, Captain, and your viewers know, I ran in Pinellas County. And for those of you who don't know, Pinellas County has determine the presidency every year since 1980. For those of you counting, that's 40 years, except 1 year, the year 2000, when Supreme Court, held for George W. Bush. Every presidential election has been determined correctly in Pinellas County. So look at what's happening in Pinellas. That is a good indicator of what will likely happen, as has been evidenced by 40 years of history nationally on the presidential side.
Now, the supervisor elections in Philadelphia came out and complained about the fact that there were poll watchers that were not certified. What's that all about? What's the certification process?
Well, each process is different throughout the states, but for example, if you are a poll watcher in Pinellas County, you have already received, or in Florida, I should say, but you have received a name tag that identifies who you are, that you're a poll watcher, and you have a letter from the campaign. And so you are, in the eyes of anyone who asks, you are a certified poll watcher. Now, I have done election day legal work throughout the country, and you do have people that come up and say, who is this person? What are they doing here? And they can question you. So long as you have the right credentials, which, like I said, if you are a poll watcher, you would have already received, or you may be receiving, you basically have a name tag and a letter from the campaign that designates you, that designates you able to do that. And, also from your, supervisor of elections.
Yeah, they did that with me in 2004. I was the veteran representative who sat there and watched the military ballots get counted in the race that was too close to call between Vern Buchanan and Christine Jennings down there. And I got to, was it 2004? Maybe it was 2006. Anyway, time flies when you're having fun. But anyway, I was a veterans representative that sat in there with the mucky-muck attorneys, you know, the Democratic attorneys and this Democrat, and I'll never forget as long as I live. Well, we can't count that because we can't really tell what that is. I said, what, are you kidding me? I can tell you what it is. Take a look at it. He goes, well, how can you tell that? It's got some stuff on it. I said, yeah, it looks like it has blood on it or maybe a stain of something, but I can tell you how he voted. Let's hold this up and look at it. Held it up and boom, there was a little perforation and how the guy voted. You know, those stupid Chad, or no, they weren't Chads. Well, it was Chad still at that time, I think. Okay. But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah, we've done a really good job. Yeah, that involved preparation.
Right.
But, 50% of Floridians and across the country, we voted.
Right.
Get out there and vote.
We are going to have you back on election night. You're going to be one of our people calling in and letting us know what's going on. So I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you then. In the meantime, stay out of trouble.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Amanda Mackey, and she's a Republican attorney, and she's going to be an asset to us here come election night, letting us know if there's any problems and where they're at. That's what she's doing for the Republican Party in Florida. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and as you know, we here on the Captain's America Third Watch are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. Now, that includes making the choice not to end the pregnancy. And did you know that an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but even more so is that the majority of these women are making that decision in order to make somebody else happy. Now, the Heartbeat International Group is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options, because since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. Now, they provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they are, in fact, saving lives, and you can give them support by going to SaveABabyNow.com and consider a donation. Or, if it's easier for you, you can give them a call at 800-999-7408. That number is 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. And again, that website, SaveABabyNow.com. That's SaveABabyNow.com. Or the phone number, 800-999-7408. Now, as we mentioned, the president will be here today in Tampa. The gates open at the Raymond James Stadium North Lot at 10:30 a.m. The event will start at 1:30 p.m. You might want to get there a little bit early, because there will be a line. I guarantee you that one. And as far as how long you have to stand in the line, don't know. But again, you can't get in till 10:30. And then 1:30 is when everything starts. So I'll be there with Veterans for Trump, There'll be quite a contingent there that will be there. So hope to see you there. And if we don't, we don't. And if we do, we do. And masks are required. Okay, so just understand that. Masks are required. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd at Tampa. Let's get down to business. Okay, the other side. Look forward to seeing you there today. And I'm glad you brought up Pro-Life. I was at church 2 weeks ago.
All right, now wait. Your phone is garbled. Can you move around or do something?
Yes, get nice and clear. There you go. Okay, we're live. The bottom line is I was at church 2 weeks ago. A woman comes up to me and says, Todd, I went to the abortion clinic to have an abortion 3 times, but I couldn't do it. I walked out 3 times. I had a daughter. She graduated from University of Florida. The best thing that ever happened to her. I want to thank all the women that have a baby. I want to thank them and pray to God that people bless them and help them as they do and they choose life. Okay? Before 73, we wouldn't even think about having it's murder in the first degree. Not only do the Democrats want to have abortion, they want to kill the baby after it's born. Called infanticide. It's a disgrace. Anybody in Wisconsin, anybody in Minnesota, anybody in Pinellas County who doesn't vote Republican, I pray to God, we have sinkholes. I hope to God your house goes in it and you're in it because you're a disgrace to this country. You're a disgrace to the American flag. You're a disgrace to the... And Joe Biden should be in jail. I don't care about the 6 Chinese. Dianne Feinstein had Chinese people driving around for 22 years stealing her secrets, okay? The bottom line is this. But Joe Biden should be in jail, okay? That's how corrupt the swamp is. Joe Biden and Hunter Biden right there, right now. Joe Biden is compromised. He's DQ'd. He's disqualified. He's owned by China. He's paid by China. He's compromised, and everybody knows it. So people, when you voted already, go back to the poll and tell them and write the White House that you changed your vote back to Trump and go back there. I don't care what state you're in. Every American should be voting for Trump and the Republican Party, the Republican Congresswoman, and standing up for our country. God bless you, Captain. I'll see you tonight. See you today. Like I saw you at the convention for the Conservative Talk for Salem Radio Network. And everybody stand up for the country. Stand up for Jesus Christ and vote Republican.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa. And Todd is going to be at the event today. I would expect nothing less than that. Now, I've got a poll here that's very interesting. And I'm going to read you the Minnesota numbers first. This tells me what's going on in Minnesota. It also tells me what's going on in states like New York and New Jersey, New Hampshire, and across the country, because there's a national poll that's in here too. These are snap polls, sometimes known as push polls. And each one of them has got 500 registered voters, keyword, registered voters, that were called in the states where they did the polling. Now let's start with Minnesota. In Minnesota's 7th Congressional District, the Democratic incumbent, Colin Peterson, is trailing the Republican challenger, Michelle Fishback, by 4 points. In Minnesota's 3rd Congressional District, the Democratic incumbent, Dean Phillips, is trailing the Republican challenger, Kendall Qualls, by 49%. In the Minnesota 2nd Congressional District, the Democratic incumbent Angie Craig is trailing the Republican challenger by 50%. Now, the reason these three people are trailing in Minnesota is because every one of them supported defunding the police or reallocating the funds for police to somewhere else. I've been telling you that the Blue Lives Matter movement is alive and well and coming on November the 3rd. That is the first concrete proof of it. That's the first concrete proof of it. 3 of the 6 congressional representatives that have been polled, snap polled, are about to be handed their butts because of what they did. Now let's take a look at New Jersey. New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, the Republican incumbent, Jeff Van Drew, is ahead of his Democratic challenger, Amy Kennedy, by 6 points. That's more than what he won the last time around. He's on the right side of history, supporting the president and the policies that got him there. Now, in New York, in New York's 18th Congressional District, the Democrat incumbent Sean Maloney trails the Republican challenger Shelley Farley by 1 point. In the New York 25th Congressional District, the Democratic incumbent Joseph Morrell is ahead of the Republican challenger by 1 point. Last time around, Morrell won by 10. In Oregon's 4th Congressional District, the incumbent Democrat and longtime Congressman Peter DeFazio trails his Republican challenger newcomer Alec Scarlatos by 1 point. That tells me there's something happening around the country. Now, I'll have more numbers, more different areas, but over the past 24 hours, over the last 24 hours in the United States, the early votes cast went as follows. Republicans, 45%, leading the group. Second largest group, independent voters, 30%. Third largest group, Democrats, 25% at the bottom of the three-person race polling for casting votes. So Republicans number one, independents number two, Democrats number three. And then in the national snap poll for president between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, 5,000 registered voters called and participated, all registered voters. Trump, 51.3%, Biden, 43.4%. That's an advantage, 7.9% to Trump. These are snap polls. All they are is a quick reference date and time. It could change as easy as you snap your finger. But that's where it's at right now. That tells me that things are really, really exciting. Speaking of exciting, down there in Sarasota, you've got a company called Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their shades, blinds, shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you, or just stop by the store, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Well, it's going to be a busy day here in Tampa. If you're anywhere near Dale Mabry, be prepared. As the president gets into town and the motorcade moves around, they shut down all the streets. I'm pretty sure he's flying into Tampa International, and then he'll just drive over there. But anyway, I'll be back tonight, and I'll see a lot of our compadres over there at the Raymond James Stadium. Gates open at 10:30. The event starts at 1:30 p.m. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.